Let's do a crystal reading on how to manifest our desires. Because I know the meaning of all the crystals, I'm going to select them with my eyes closed, and we will take five crystals. One, two, three, four, and one more. Five. All right. Let's throw these on the mat and let's interpret this. The first thing that this is saying is that in the heart center, there is contradictions. When you have something you want to manifest and there's something else you're getting, it says that energetically there's a mismatch there that's not aligned. So to see what it is that you are actually manifesting is something that is actually coming from the energy you're aligned with. So the first thing it's saying is to realign. It's saying you need to realign. How do you do that? Pause and become mindful. Get clear on what it is you really want. And this getting clear comes from focusing mindfully and meditatively on what's inside of you. Say that you want to enrich your life by getting a job that you actually enjoy. So every morning you get up and you're like, oh, I can't wait till I get a better job. Oh, I hate this job so much. Oh, man, I just can't wait till someone values and appreciates me. Do you see what's going on there? Where are you putting your energy? On your stuck pattern. Where are you likely to stay? In your stuck pattern. If you get another job, what kind of job is it likely going to turn out to be eventually? It's probably the same kind of stuff you're focusing on. So how do you get a job more in alignment with your deepest desire? Well, according to the crystals, you need to realign, and this comes from pausing and getting quiet inside and getting clear on what it is you really want instead of just creating more conflict. This stone up here also is about your deep, still inner point. What is your why? What do you want? What is the feeling you want? You want to go to your job and you want to feel what? Content? Respected? Like you're doing something that matters? Then make an affirmation about that. Make an affirmation that says, when I do my job, I feel proud of the job I did. When I do my job, I feel pleased with myself. You can make an affirmation that says, when I get up in the morning to go to work, I know I'm going to do something that has meaning to me today. Focus on what you want to feel like, and that's what will grow. And it will grow, and it will grow. Maybe it's not so much about the job, but how you want to feel. And as you put yourself in the frequency of that feeling, you're going to start getting more external circumstances that are going to support that new feeling. What is the emotion, the frequency behind the thing you want to manifest? Let's get there now and watch it grow. This is Tia from Luminescence, and I hope that helps.